Hey there, folks, and welcome to another episode of Eddie and his Amazing Friends, the Hero Cast. I know, another solo week. We'll get back to guests a week or two, but this week, a somewhat of a special week, I guess, because we not only have the Ninja Turtles Netflix movie. I'm also, I have watched both episodes 1 and 2 of X-Men 97, and I have some thoughts on that as well. In the meantime, you can follow the show on Twitter at EC_hero, or Instagram at ECHeroCast, or myself on Twitter at EDDYC85. Twitter and Instagram, same handle there. So, yeah, that's the deal. One moment. Okay, I'm back. Although you wouldn't even know I was gone, but I had to blow my nose. Anyway, where was I? Ah, yes. So, let's get into X-Men 97. I really loved it. This felt like waking up Saturday morning, being a kid again. I loved it. I won't recap everything, but it's like, it. Well, I'll say this. It has potential to be, I think, better than the original. And I say that because, to me, when I look at both X-Men 97 and then the Spider-Man show, which, by the way, I suspect the Spider-Man show is going to get rebooted too, or added another season. I really think so. And it deserves it. But, and I think it will, especially with the success of this. But I always said I liked the Spider-Man show better because even though the X-Men episodes individually were better, in my opinion, Spider-Man had better overarching storylines. Whereas X-Men, there was a ton of one-and-done episodes. They had a lot of, now don't get me wrong, they had a lot of multi-part episodes too. Phoenix, Savage Land, etc. But for the most part, a lot of the episodes felt one-and-done, I think. Whereas Spider-Man, it would be carry out the whole season. So, for that reason. But this one, it seems like they're going to each episode is going to flow into the next one. And I like that. Some minor nitpicks. The voices, I'll get used to them. It's not a big deal. It's one of those things, it's like, I'm just not used to that voice coming out of that character, you know. But I'll get used to it. It's not a problem. The other complaint, I guess, I think Magneto's costume looks really stupid. I saw someone on Facebook said he looks like Madame Web if she took her glasses off. And it's like, yeah, a little bit. And I know someone's going to say, well, that's how he looks in the comics. Okay, great. You know, sometimes the comics are not the holy grail. Sometimes the film or TV adaptation of something can be better than the comics, believe it or not. I think so, at least. So, there you go. A couple things I hope to see. I'm not going to criticize yet. I kind of hope to see, like, the story with Morph. I suspect we will if Mr. Sinister is the villain of the season. Which is, you know, it's like, hey, good for him. He's been struggling to get into a movie and he just can't find his way. But I think I would like to see how that happened because Morph, you know, his character got, quote, killed off in episode 1. And then he was basically, he came back, but he was a villain, but he's under Mr. Sinister's control, and they invited him to join the X-Men, and he's like, no. And the whole time, it's like, you always thought he would end up back with the X-Men, and then he never did. So I'd like to see how that happened. Obviously, there's a year gap between where the show ended and this show, and it's funny, because they're like, oh, Professor X was assassinated. No, in the TV show, he was just taken into space to live, because his injury could not be cured by man, but only by these aliens, the Londra. So that's how they get around the whole assassination thing, or killing off a character. So yeah, that was interesting. But yeah, I do hope that they explain that. I don't care about Morph's, Like, Morph in the original, his default form was just, like, a regular-looking dude. Now it's he looks like Voldemort, kind of. I don't really care. But, oh, God, he's not binary. Whatever. it doesn't matter. Like, he can change his gender, his appearance, anything. So, you know, like, whatever. But I just hope they explain that. Also hope they explain how Bishop came back, because he's there now. And I don't remember off the top of my head, but I feel like Bishop did not leave the... Well, Bishop's in the future. I don't... To the best of my recollection, he did not stay in the past in the show. So, that's interesting. One thing I did like that they did is they retconned that Magneto's helmet blocks out Professor X's psychic ability. I appreciate that. That was not in the show. If you recall, in the cartoon... Well, there's a viral clip that went around a few weeks ago. It's like, remember this time that Professor X made Magneto relive the Holocaust? And he was using the psychic powers, penetrating Magneto's helmet. They've now retconned it, and it's like, no, Magneto's helmet blocks psychic powers. I prefer that, actually. I do. I mean, you can't... You gotta have some limitation on Professor X. Otherwise, it's like, how could he ever lose any fight? You know? So, that's just my thought. But yeah, overall, really love the first two episodes. They were great. Perfect mix of nostalgia, but also growing up a little bit. You know, they did things that the original couldn't do. Have blood. Jean was pregnant. They couldn't do that in the first one because it would imply that the characters had sex. So they changed that. So yeah, looking forward to it a lot. Can't wait to see what they do the rest of the season. But yeah, loved it. Loved it. Loved it. And yeah, hopefully, like I said, they do Spider-Man as well. I think they will, especially if this is a big success, which I think it will be. This is, I will say, this gives me hope. This gives me hope for Marvel going forward. If they can really hit a home run with the X-Men stuff. So Deadpool 3, if that, you know, is a home run, I think we'll be looking good for the future of Marvel. But today we are here to talk the future of the Ninja Turtles. It is Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie, dropped August 5th, 2022. So what was I doing about this time? Well, I'll tell you, because, again, something came back after 2 years of absence. The Jazz and Rib Fest for Columbus. That was back. That was about when the time I went there. That was exciting. I love the Jazz and Rib Fest. I go every year. I was disappointed that they skipped it in 2021. And not only that, they announced, I remember this, they announced the cancellation of it in January. And I'm like, look, I get this takes a while to plan, but come on. Like, you didn't even give it, it felt like they didn't even give it a chance. You know, and again, I have to go back to the, what episode was that? That was the Snake Eyes episode. The Food Truck Festival was still able to run during COVID, and they did it. It was safe. It was fine. Meanwhile, 2021, Jazz and Rip, they could have figured something out. I just felt like they jumped the gun on that. That was disappointing. But it's back. 2022, we're all the way back. I love it. So... that was that. Champions of Wrestling were the all same as last week. No changes there. I don't feel like going through them again. Number one song, Afraid to Feel by LF System. I'd never heard of it before. I listened to it. I didn't care for it. So, facts and figures. Well, this dropped on Netflix, so there really is no box office, except there is a little bit. The movie was released theatrically in China. Made $570,000. So, there you go. And then whatever value it brought to Netflix. Budget unknown. Critics and Rotten Tomatoes, 79%. Fans, 94%. Pretty high. Pretty high. Yeah. You know, and much like last week's movie, I don't spend a ton of time on the voice cast. Especially, a lot of these were voice actors, mostly, although Haley Joel Osment is typically not known for his voice acting, I don't think, but he played Casey Jones. I will give a shout out to the man who played, so there were three Krangs in the movie. In Wikipedia, they're credited as Krang 1, 2, and 3. But, you know, whatever. The main Krang was played by Jim Peery, who is a HeroCast alum. He has been, he was the voice of Sal Maroney in Batman The Long Halloween. So there you go. Also, in the video game Spider-Man 2, he is the voice of Kraven and Chameleon. So, there you go. Pretty good. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't really have much to say on the cast. I really don't. It's going to be a short episode, I will say. This was, by the way, a movie based on the Ninja Turtles of the Nickelodeon, who are very, very popular right now. But they are based on the Nickelodeon Ninja Turtles, so if you're wondering, that's where it came from. Now, this movie shows as 82 minutes on Wikipedia. Honestly, it didn't even feel that long, and I guess that's a good thing, because it's like, you know, it moved quick, it was fast-paced, right? So... yeah, unfortunately, it's going to be a short review, but, I mean, the movie's not even an hour and a half, so what can you do? So we open in New York City in 2044, which is just 20 years away. Leonardo, Michelangelo, and Casey Jones are taking on an invading Krang army. The Turtles are losing the battle. Leo tells Mikey, who now, a lot of them have mystic powers now. That might have been something in the Nickelodeon show. I didn't watch the Nickelodeon show. But, yeah, it gives them something more to do. I wasn't too big on it, but whatever. So, they come up with this plan, well, we're going to travel back in time. Leo tells Mikey, hey, make this portal. We'll send Casey Jones back to the day that the key that opened the portal to the Krang was stolen. Casey is sent back to modern-day New York. So, the modern-day Turtles, meanwhile, they are going after Warren Stone, who's like a worm, and Hypnopotamus, who is, of course, a hippo. They had stolen an artifact. We presume it's the key. They initially stopped them, they being the Turtles, but then the Foot Clan show up and end up with the key. So, meanwhile, Casey decides to find April, who can help him find the Turtles. So, he does just that. Finds the Turtles, tells them that he's from the future, they all laugh at him, but when he drops the name Krang, Splinter believes him because he's like, hey, I haven't heard that name mentioned in many, many years, so he must be telling the truth. So the Turtles, they find the Foot Clan, and the Clan open the portal to let Krang through, but there's also Krang with his brother and sister, as I mentioned previously. And they manage to take the Turtles' mystic powers. They work on widening the portal to bring in the Technodrome, but Leo manages to close the portal, get the key, but they retreat because they're still getting their butts kicked. But Raphael is captured. Back in the sewer, April and Splinter plan to destroy the key, and the Turtles and Casey are going after Raph. Back with the Krangs, they're trying to find out where the Turtles are, but by reading Raph's brain, they plug like their tentacles into his eyes and like grab his brain, and they're kind of able to see from there. So pretty bizarre, but that is how they do it, and they are able to deduce where the Turtles are hiding or where the key likely is. So the Krangs also turn all the Foot Clan into Krang monsters, and then the Turtles. They deduce that the Krangs are headed to the tallest building in the city, Metro Tower. So, very much like Ninja Turtles 2, the Michael Bay movie, where they, you know, wanted to bring the Technodrome in through the sky and the tallest building, I guess. So the Krang monsters go into the sewer after April and Splinter. Meanwhile, the turtles fight their way up the Metro Tower, but they are attacked and separated, and Casey tells Leo that basically he's a crappy leader, and that in the future, you all die. Great. However, some good news. April and Splinter did escape Sister Krang, so the turtles all eventually meet up, along with April and Splinter. They find Raph. He's in a prison, but of course, they free him, but he is possessed with a Krang. He looks kind of cool, but he's very deformed looking, I guess. I don't know. He's got like an eyeball in his arm. He's got pink goo all over him. They battle evil Raph, I guess we'll call him. But Raph gets the key. The Krang monsters attack them. So with the key, the Krangs bring through the Technodrone. I should mention the main Krang. He has a body now. It's not like the big, fat, pale baby that he had in like the cartoon or the anime or the live action movie. It's like a robot body, and he's sort of the abdomen. He doesn't like rest in the stomach, but it's like he is the stomach. It looks kind of neat. I liked it. So they're doing that. Turtles all say that they failed to change the world. That they failed to change the future. Then Leo points out, hey, wait a minute. No, we did change the future. And he's like, Casey, in your time, was Raph ever turned into a mutant? Or mutant Krang, rather. He is a mutant. But mutant Krang. Casey's like, no. So Leo says, see, we did change the future. And it can still be changed. So they mount one final offensive strike. Leo finds Raph for the final fight. They fight a bit, and of course they do the whole, I know you're in there, snap out of it, I'm not going to fight you anymore, that whole bit. And then eventually Raph does snap out of it. And Leo gives a big speech about fighting together, and the turtles team up, and they regain their mystic powers. They use this to battle Krang, but Raph, Mikey, and Don, they are all tossed back to Earth. They fall off the ship. Raph does save them when they crash to the ground with his mystic powers. So they are not dead. That is good. And then Leo has this plan. His power is like he can teleport to wherever his sword is, I guess. So he throws the sword through the portal, right? And Krang's like, oh, you missed. He's like, I missed on purpose. So then he, grabbing Krang, teleports where his sword is, on the other side of the portal. Very clever. He says his goodbyes, tells Casey to close it. Casey closes the portal. Krang is trapped on the other side. So is Leo. But the portal is closed. No more harm done. But, of course, it's not going to end with Leo dying. He's a main character, for crying out loud. So Mikey uses his mystic power, opens a portal, and the others help him. They bring Leo back. This would have bothered me because it's kind of cheesy, but Michelangelo did have the mystic powers at the beginning of the movie, so I guess it makes sense. The portal stuff. He's the one who sent Casey back in time. So they bring Leo back. Krang doesn't make it through the portal, and he just yells. And afterwards, the city is cleaned up, rebuild from all the wreckage that Krang's had caused, and the turtles take a selfie. Casey Jones eats pizza. I guess he had never had it before, so they're all happy. The end. I told you, it was quick. It's a quick movie, so yeah. But hey, I don't mind it. Look, if you're a hardcore Turtles fan, you've probably already seen the movie. I'm not. I used to be. I think you guys know that by now. I used to be. I never got into the Nickelodeon one. But I used to be a fan. The Nickelodeon one I never got into, like I said. But I liked, I don't know. Turtles to me was one of the, I'll still get excited for Spider-Man and X-Men, Batman, Power Rangers even. Some of the shows I watched as a kid. Ninja Turtles, I don't know. Although, we got one more Turtles movie. I liked it a lot, but I just, I don't know. Turtles is the one thing I never really grabbed onto, you know, once I graduated high school. I was just, you know, like, I don't get that excited for it anymore, whereas I do the other things. But I still liked it. I liked this movie, too. It was an easy watch. It's probably, you know, I would say preteen, 12, 13, probably the youngest you'd want to see. Maybe 11, depending. But, yeah, it's the action was pretty good. Plot's pretty straightforward, you know, nothing too crazy. But it's a quick watch. Good action. It's fun. Give it a 7 out of 10. I enjoyed it. So, oh, I never did the history of this movie. Well, I didn't have any, so there you go. I did not have any history of the movie. And like I said, I didn't really watch the Nickelodeon Turtles because, like I said, I felt a little outgrown by the Turtles. I don't know. Also, I don't particularly care for this animation style, but I know that some people do. I don't hate it. It's not for me, but there you go. Yeah, and that's it. So, next week, I can't believe it. And let me look. Next week's episode, by the way, 199. Don't worry, episode 200, I'll get a guest on. But I'm not positive. I think next week's episode might be the last movie we have to pay for. Unless you count. I mean, I should say, unless you count, you know, streaming services is not free because you have to pay for the streaming services. But this movie is on streaming services, but you have to pay to watch it on the streaming service, which to me is just stupid. I never understood that. But it is a movie called Secret Headquarters, and the cheapest I saw it was Amazon Prime for $2 to rent. So, I guess I'll be doing that. Secret Headquarters. As we plug along through 2022. I'll tell you what. This was a short episode. Why don't we just run down the rest of the movies for 2022? So, episode 200, the historic 200th episode, will be Dragon Ball Super Hero. And then the 201st is Samaritan. 202 will be Black Adam. I told you last week we'd get to that. Kind of looking forward to that one. And 203 is Black Panther Wakanda Forever. And finally, the final movie of 2022, Violent Night. That was a suggestion from Caleb when he was on. And I believe his argument was it's a person with superpowers stopping criminals. I was like, well, he's not wrong. So, I threw it on there. What the hell, right? Santa Claus. One thing I love is Christmas movies I guess I'll be watching that in, what, May? So, yeah. Nothing like a Christmas movie in the spring. Alrighty, that does it. Again, I couldn't make this episode any longer unless you wanted to hear me ramble, and nobody really wants that. So, we'll get out of here with a quote. This is from our old pal Leo. If this isn't the poster shot, someone's getting fired. Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be.
The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather?